Monday morning is a good time to think ahead, think about the week that's coming up. So this is going to be a day in the life, or a week in the life. I'm going to try to do it while I'm driving the car, having dropped my daughter off to school. I'm just going to try to look ahead over what's coming up. The first thing is that the week is got an ebook in it. Yeah, I've just published an ebook version of my epic poem, and today I'm just full of gratitude to Roger Overall, who also uses Audioboo a lot, and I'm so full of gratitude to him for helping me. I would never have got it into the Kindle store late last night if it wasn't for the hours of attention and help and advice that he gave me. So I guess this is a kind of, I feel like shouting out for him, and I'm thinking to myself, what can I do for him today, this week? So my week starts with a challenge of how can I repay the gratitude that my great friend has given me. Repay isn't really the word I want to use, but I just feel full of gratitude and I want to do something about it. So that's a big issue around that. Another issue is about, now that the book is in the Kindle store, that's only a quarter of the job done. The next part of the job is definitely about how can I let people know, the right people at the right time, you know, without spamming them. So how do you get people who are interested in this case, an epic poem, at the right time? A big thing that Google has spent its whole time trying to refine its business model around, the challenge of getting in front of the person at exactly the right time. Because if you get if I put the epic poem in front of people at the wrong time, it's an irritant, it's an annoyance, it's an indulgent activity by me. And it could even put them off being interested in something they might actually be interested in if it came to them at the right time in their life. So there's that whole issue to do with attraction marketing. One of the reasons I'm so keen on doing the ebook is to learn about the world of publishing, because so many people have got stories to tell, and they can tell them in a pub chatting away very easily, but they find it harder to get it out into the wider community. And one of the ways of getting your story out into the wider community now and increasingly in future, I think, will be in the form of an ebook. So I need to experience myself what are the kind of issues that people have when they're putting out the ebooks. So okay, that's a lot of stuff about ebooks, but it connects with a face-to-face speaking gig I have on Sunday next in County Clare in Ireland at the Dylan Thomas Festival, the new Dylan Thomas Festival. And that's something I've got to get my head through this week. The ebook will be helpful to one person in the audience who will be sitting there with their Kindle on their knee listening to me talking about the poetry. So, you know, I imagine those kind of things that help pull me through the week. The idea that there would actually be somebody out there who would make use of the ebook edition. But before I get to Ennis Diamond and to the Falls Hotel for that Listure Festival next weekend, there's a lot of work to be done. And one of the things I'm going to be doing is going to Dublin. I'm going to go to Dublin on Thursday. And the cherry is that I'm going to go to the world premiere of Riverdance, the orchestral version of it. So Bill Whelan has finally got around to orchestrating Riverdance, and it's going to be performed at the National Concert Hall in the RDS on Thursday night, and it'll be historic. It'll be very, very important in Ireland because no orchestras have ever been able to play Riverdance, the music, because it wasn't written in the form of an orchestral symphonic form in any way, although it is kind of symphonic, I think, in the sense that it is a story. So we'll see. I'm going to be going up to Dublin, and on the back of going up to Dublin, I'm going to be making contacts with people in Dublin and fitting in a few face-to-face meetings. And that's a great thing. You know, you go for one thing and you build other stuff on the back of it. So that's what we all do, isn't it, really? Trying to get the most out of our week. I've got to get some podcasts up this week for clients. Yeah, I've got to do that. I've got to get podcasts up. I have to get on top of my business administration as well. Yeah, I've got to be right, do a few things to approve the financial efficiency of my business, and that's a big. I've got some help there, and I want to use that help that I've been offered. And I've done so. That's very important to me this week. I want to fit in this week also a bit of exercise. It's important to me that I get a bit of golf in, a bit of golf practice. You know, not playing a round of golf in the week. Did that on Saturday, but I want to get the bit of practice in, because you never get any good at something unless you practice it. So I'd like to do that. What else am I thinking about? Everything else is to do with my child that I can think of. She's getting ready for a performance, and will be at a 2-hour singing lesson today. So it's getting closer to performing day. So there'll be dress rehearsals coming up and stuff like that. I'm sure I'm forgetting some. Oh, I know. I got to get ready to work for a new client. Very, very important. Got to get my head around that. And I've got to find out what some of my existing clients want me to do for them. Got to make that a bit more clear in my head and timetable that in. Exactly. So it's a glorious sunny day. Absolutely wonderful. It's 10 degrees in the car here. But the sky is blue and the trees are green. And that's a bit of sharing of my week. And, you know, I haven't had as good a weekend as Jacqueline B, who was up there doing the Three Peaks Challenge. And I just want to give a very special congratulations to her. It is that she's preparing for the full-blown Three Peaks Challenge in the UK in June. And what a wonderful walk they're doing. I'll make a mistake if I try to tell you which are the three peaks, but I do know them, and I've been up one of them, and I've seen up the other, and there's one of them I haven't been on. So there we are, Horton in Ribblesdale. That's the place I was in. It's come back to me now. Horton in Ribblesdale. Whichever peak is at Horton in Ribblesdale, I think that's where Jacqueline B has been. Great pub at the bottom of the hill. Bye.